Old school?
Yeah.
Do you want to be fucking interviewed for a radio station?
What? Putting me on the spot, you motherfucker? I hate you. I hate you. Yeah, sure.
For STFU, man.
What?
Yeah.
We're going to do STFU on the radio?
No.
Okay.
You're drunk? What's happening here? Best start ever. No, somebody asked me if we could go on and be interviewed for our podcast.
Get out of here. They listen?
No.
Why the hell did they have us on the show?
She asked me if where I was going, and I said I had a podcast that I was going to go record, and she was like, oh, I have a radio show. Can I interview you guys?
We just got to don't swear, don't swear, don't swear, don't swear. Do they have a delay?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
It's live on the radio.
Well, is it some low public thing? So in case
It's a university radio.
Okay, so somebody accidentally swears. So they don't really care.
I don't know, but it's pretty cool.
I think it's cool. I'll do it.
Awesome. Okay, you can start now.
Okay. You got the touch. You got the power. Welcome back to...
Shut the fuck up! Oh, that's nice.
That didn't work out as expected. I'm your host with the most...
Oreos!
I thought you were going to say disease. Along with his partner
God,
in
also,
crime. We'll get to that.
Did we not record in 500 million weeks?
We haven't recorded in a while.
We are so awkward.
Yeah, I know. You're awkward.
Okay.
I'm cool.
I'm sober, that's why.
Keep drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I just took... Okay, I'm sure you guys hear. I'm a little under the weather this week. But I'm fighting on. Because you know why? Because I'm a man.
No,
I'm
because I man. Forced I'm, you,
yeah,
you
she
dick.
Forced, she kind of forced me. Yeah, came back from Vancouver. Must have got some on the plane. And slowly but surely recovered.
Weak link.
You're still shitting on me. I think you have a hatred against men when they get sick.
When they get sick, absolutely. Yeah. You guys are babies. But anyway, let's not talk about this right now because we did it already.
We already did it. What's your name again?
Charlie.
That's your name. How's it
that
going?
That is my name.
How's it going, man?
It's going good.
It's going well?
I have something really exciting to talk about. Oh, something I realized this week.
Good or bad?
I think it's good.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm kind of scared, though.
I'm convinced. I'm not convinced.
Okay.
That was my Tinder. I'm convinced.
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
I have brain powers.
What?
I have brain powers.
Oh, you're like mind shit?
I'm a witch.
Mind shit?
I'm a witch.
I told you you were a vampire.
I'm a witch.
Okay.
I have to be. It's the only thing that explains it. Every time that I think really hard about someone...
Yeah.
That I like, let's say, oh man, I have to ask this person a question. Oh, but I'm busy right now. I just don't have time.
Yeah.
They text me.
How many times?
Every time. In the last 2 weeks, it's happened. I don't have something to tell everybody.
Yeah.
But when I do, and I'm thinking, oh man, I really have to text this person. Charlie, don't forget. Boom. They text me. Hey, what's up? And I'm like, what?
How many times?
It happened with Brooke. It happens with Brooke quite a few times.
Okay.
Happens with you.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. It happens with my ex.
Okay.
My ex.
XXX?
Every time I think about him that I'm like, oh, I have to ask him this. Boom. He's like, hey, what's up, man? And I'm like, shut up. The worst one is my mom. To the point where I was going to Reno Depot this week. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go to Reno Depot. My mom is, I don't know why. She's always at Reno Depot. But so I'm like thinking... You know what? I should call her to tell her because, you know, my mom doesn't have anything to do.
What is she buying at Reno Depot? 2x4s?
Because she has yeah, exactly.
fixing the roof?
My mom would if somebody let her. No, she has homes that she takes care of, but she has buildings.
Okay. So she's
always buying things to renovate and things like that.
Okay.
So I'm like, should I call her? Because she doesn't do it much during the day now. So, you know, maybe I can tell her, oh, come with me and we'll go, whatever.
Yeah.
She calls me and I'm like, hey, mom. And she goes... Hi, listen, next time you go to Reno Depot, can you get me this? And I'm like, nah, this is not just happening.
Amazing.
Every time I think of my mother, she's probably the psychic at this point, but she calls me all the time, every time I think of her. It happened with my sister too.
Could it be at night though? too, or?
No, during the day. I was at going to softball with Carp on Sunday, and we were in the car, and I had my cell phone in the bag because I never have my cell phone in my hand when I'm with somebody else. And then I was talking to him about my mom and how, you know, she wants me to drive her, basically wants me to bring her to Italy because she doesn't want to drive her alone. She's like, can you bring me to Italy this summer? And I'm like,
oh. You know you can't drive to Italy, right?
Yeah, bring me. Like, literally, like, bring her suitcases, go on the plane, and go bring her to Italy. Okay. And I was talking to him about it, and I go, you know, my sister's going to Italy. It's like, she should just go with my sister. And I pick up my phone to call my sister, and I had just missed a call from my sister. Like, your sister called now. Like, it just happened.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay, I'm a witch. This happened.
So let's test your theory right now.
Oh, it happened with the Tinder guy, Batman, that you call him.
Oh, Batman.
Yeah, also, I was like, call me tonight. Call me tonight. Call me tonight.
Like tonight?
No, like yesterday.
Okay.
And he texted me, and I was like, nah. I'm telling you, man. All right.
So, okay, let's do it. You got about 30 to 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's test out your theory. Here you go. Do some witchcraft.
Okay.
And see if we can get somebody. Let's put you to the test. Because that's what happens with all these psychics and all this. When you get put to the test.
Okay.
They always fall
I'm
in.
I'm telling you.
So let's see. Let's put your money where your mouth is.
Sure.
I'll vouch for it if it's legit. I'm not going to. No, I'll vouch for it.
I'm telling you, man. Something's wrong.
Right,
it's not cool.
Close your eyes.
Well, I'm not going to do it now. It's not instantly. It takes half an hour, an hour. It takes a bit.
Okay.
Like, they text me within that time frame that I need them.
Right. But do you need anybody to get back to you right now?
No. I guess, like, my mom, I guess.
Okay, we could...
I'm going to try to... Oh, my God. That scared me.
Imagine.
my cell phone just lit up. Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to try to concentrate while we are talking.
Okay.
To have my mom call me.
Do you do,
me.
Like, a chant?
No, I just think about it. No, I think about it. I'm telling you, man, it's scary. I must be a witch.
Well, let's see.
If only I can, like, that for the lottery or something.
That would be cool. If your mom gets back to you within the next, by the end of the show,
oh my God,
I'll be fucking impressed.
All right, I'm going to try.
Okay.
Okay, go. So, what's up? Telling you, brain power.
Holy shit. So, I went to Vancouver. For the week, so
it's not brain power. Okay, go.
Sorry.
Yes, you did. You missed.
Sorry, I wasn't on an explained podcast. Yeah. So,
well, people don't know this, right? Because we had a legit episode last week.
We had, yeah. So we record Break the Fourth Wall. Every 2 weeks, and it worked out because I was in Vancouver that week.
That's right.
Right. But before that, I have a statement for you.
Oh,
Charlie. Let's just see if you can figure it out here. Mind meld. Okay.
Mind melon?
Yeah, mind meld.
Oh.
Melon.
I heard mind melon. Mind melon mind while melon. Pointing out of your head.
Show title.
Okay.
So what am I going to talk about?
You're going to talk about your job promotion offer.
No. Close. Always check your receipts, Charlie.
Mm. Oh, what happened? You got stolen money?
Always check your receipts, Charlie. So here's what happens. This is today.
I'm not sure that was close to the job thing.
I was just trying to humor you.
Okay.
I don't usually order from the grocery store, but...
Okay, order.
Listen, I was ill. I wasn't feeling well. I was under the weather. I was battling this influenza virus. This deathly...
Bird flu.
I was deathly ill by swine, bird, and fucking hog flu, whatever.
By AIDS.
By AIDS flu. That would suck.
That would suck.
If somebody sneezes on you, AIDS.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Do you imagine? Yeah. Remember when they used to be, like, all scared with the needles, the AIDS needles in theaters?
Yeah.
Man, that was, like, the scariest month of my life. I think it was. Or also the envelope, the anthrax envelopes.
Yeah, that was a big thing.
Whoa. Yeah. That was scary. Okay, go ahead.
That was a burp. So I was dealing with this illness. So I'm like, I have some groceries I gotta get. I'll order them.
From here?
Yeah.
Okay, because you just were in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is just now.
Okay.
We'll talk about Vancouver later.
Oh, okay.
This thing I had to talk about, because you're talking about your $1,000 cookies the other day. So
the other day?
The other,
like 2 months ago.
2 months ago. So this Fiji water, right?
Oh, boy.
So the total was supposed to come to $72.
Okay.
Okay. And I hear the guy say what I thought was $73.
Okay.
Because the price can change depending if they have stuff or not.
Yeah.
Or if they have to substitute, it might go up or down, right? So in my head, I hear... And you've said this before. You hear what you want to hear?
Absolutely.
So I heard 73. So I give him like a $3, $4 tip, right? Because they charge for delivery
already. At the grocery store?
No, the delivery guy.
Okay. You ordered
Groceries.
Groceries. Oh, but you have to pay before they deliver.
No, you pay on...
Oh, I didn't know that. Yep. Okay, go ahead.
I know. Mind blown, right?
Okay. Mind blown. Groceries. Fine. Pay after. Woo!
Oh, my God. So, anyway, so I give him like a $4 tip.
Right.
Then I notice there's 3 or 4 articles missing. And so I'm a little upset here. So then I check the receipt. I just now know this. If they don't have an article, they just won't put it on the bill, right? So it wasn't $6.73. It was $63. I heard... in my head, because I was thinking 72. So I gave the guy a $14 tip.
Holy, and he just left?
He was like, thanks. I'm like, maybe he's happy he got his $4 tip. So yeah, he's like, hey, thanks.
What a dick.
Like, he obviously knows I'm not going to tip 14 bucks on 60 for like a delivery, right?
Did you like say, yeah, okay. Like you always do, like, yeah, you're fine?
No, I said, here's 77.
And he was like, okay, bye?
Yeah, he's like, thanks. And then he left.
Oh, my God.
So he figured I was tipping him 22% on a delivery, which they already charged $10. The guy drove like 5 minutes. He made 14 bucks.
And what did he think? That you were freaking giving him 14 bucks based on where you live?
I just missed the big cash, I guess. I was really happy I got my water.
Oh, my God. And they just... I didn't know that they just don't put the shit on...
They just won't put it. So if they don't have it, they just...
They don't even tell you. Like, hey, sorry... Like, let's say you ordered, God knows, medication or freaking...
Well, I think it'd be a little different, you know?
Or like...
sorry, you're going to die.
What's the hemorrhoid cream there? Preparation H.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, I really need this ass Gold cream. Bond. And they're like, oh, they don't tell you? Oh, sorry. We don't have it.
Well, I mean, it's a little bit different than like a fucking loaf of bread, you know? But yeah.
Some people really want the bread. Like my father, when he came for supper... Every night, like, he came home from work, he always had to have his bread. He did not have his bread. He was pissed.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. Italians, guy.
Carboholic.
Yo. So, yeah, that's... Did you call?
I was like, fuck it. How do you fix that? You'd be like, oh, I was supposed to give you this tip, but I... No, you can't, like, take back a tip?
No, but I would have been like, the guy should have told me that there was things missing on my thing.
Well, yeah, I could have, but, I mean... He showed me the bill. He said what it was. I chose to not hear what the fuck he was saying. You know what I mean? So it's like, because I could have heard him and said, hold on, 63, what? I thought it was this. And then I looked at the bill or whatever. So it's kind of like on me.
Wow. I'm happy that I'm hearing you say, though, that I over-tipped the guy. Rather than like, based on our past conversation, you would have been like, he totally deserved it.
Yeah, I wasn't cheap. I wasn't like, Charlie, I fucking actually tipped him. That was ridiculous. $14 tip on 60 when they charge you $10 delivery, and it's like, no.
Wow, that's hilarious.
Yeah. So this is
very... So where does Vancouver come in? You were like, I went to Vancouver this week, but by the way, I ordered water.
I had to say that just because of your tipping thing and then the cookie thing. I feel like so yeah, like I said, I flew from Vancouver, right? To and from Vancouver.
Yeah.
And since you've been on planes recently, I'm sure you can answer this question.
Hate planes.
Okay. So I fly on WestJet. One, because they're one of the few airlines that do not overbook.
Yes, I've heard.
So that's kind of cool.
I saw the commercial.
That's kind of cool. You're not punching anybody in the face to drag them off the fucking plane. They're not killing rabbits like United. United killed a rabbit.
Killed a rabbit?
Yeah.
How?
The biggest rabbit in the world was in the cargo bay and died. They neglected it, yeah.
No fucking way.
Yeah, biggest rabbit ever died.
I can't believe they still put animals in the cargo, though. You cannot do that. It's not insulated. So animals can die.
Yeah, well, WestJet, they give them a seat. Or they you put on your lap.
Well, I know that there's a few companies that give it. Like, I would never, ever put my animals, in the cargo. Oh, my God. Just thinking about it, I'm going to have a panic attack. Yeah. I would never.
Well,
I'd rather pay $1,000 to have my dogs next to me.
Yeah. The only thing is, like, if you're allergic, like, there was one time there's a cat in front of me dying, you know?
Well, what they should do, your marketing genius right here, is when they know that there's going to be an animal, they send an email to people. Listen, there's an animal that's going to be online. Yeah. Online. On the plane.
Animals, like, surfing the web.
On Google. And take your allergy pills or something. Yes, there is a chance of people, like, coming back and being like, what the fuck, dude? I paid for the ticket. You know?
Yeah.
But at least we're warning you.
Yeah. Well, they do have allergy pills on the plane, but they'd have to get, like, signed off by a doctor.
Was
like,
right.
Big fucking... I'm like, just give me a Claritin. Like, what's the big fucking deal? And I'm like, ah, whatever. I'll just deal with it, you know? I'm not going to die there. But it was just... you can't give somebody Claritin? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyways, they're too anal. Okay, so going back to that. So I go in WestJet, right? And they have zones.
Yeah.
So zone one, zone two, zone three.
Okay.
Depending where you're sitting, right?
And well, people, that's every plane, right?
Right, yeah, yeah. But everybody, like, rushes to get in line.
Oh, yeah, I hate that.
I don't
peeve,
get,
man.
But what's the point, okay? So there's a zone one, now babies and retards or whatever.
That sounds so...
And old people.
Go.
And on that note...
I'm a horrible person, but that was horrible.
Babies and retards?
Yeah. We meant stupid people, guys.
You're a bad influence.
Oh my God. So, how dare you?
Same as baby and old people, like, first, and then second, like, row one.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Your seats are reserved. They're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Right? So why are you rushing to the fucking front? So I just sit there and I'm like, you're all idiots.
Yeah.
You're all fucking idiots. I just wait till I hear final boarding call, and then I get up and I'm like...
Well, you know what? I was always like that. I was always sitting down. I was always down.
I was always down, yo.
Yeah. And then, like, even if I was zone one and they were calling zone one, yeah, because there was a huge lineup, I'd be like, whatever, fuck it. I'll be last one. Except, wow, this beer, though. Last time I went out... I can't speak. You're the one that's
last
sick,
time
and I can't. Last time I went out on the Flying Bird. Last time I went to Italy, I had a lot of luggages. If people remember from the past episodes, I had a lot of luggages.
80 pounds of cookies.
And when I was sitting, waiting, like, oh, screw it, I'm just gonna let people, like, pass in front of me. Then I was like, wait, I really need the space. The overhead
right.
bins.
Right.
So I fought my way to be in the front as well, simply because I knew I wasn't allowed to have those many bags with me, and they were going to put it like, oh no, well, there's no space in the overhead bins, put it in the cargo. And I would have been like, no, or check it, yeah. So I was like, oh shit, then I understood. Mind you, people that are just like one suitcase, like, calm the fuck down. You know what I mean?
Well, that's it. I just have my carry-on, because my work pays, so I'm like, yeah, I'll just check my bag, you know? And so I just have my little carry-on. I'm like, fuck you. Like, what?
For sure.
What's the rush?
If you don't have any suitcases, I don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand.
Because even when I was like, final boarding call, I'm like, okay, now my queue, you know? Even though I walk right in, there's still a lineup to get on the plane. Like,
yeah.
It changes nothing.
The plane's not going to leave without you, bitch.
Exactly. And another cool thing I observed when I was in Vancouver, they do the flight announcement in Mandarin.
Oh, nice. Really?
Yeah. So
you're like, there's a huge Asian population.
It's just, I'm just not used to hearing that. Either WestJet flight 132, like, vol 132. WestJet. Like, what?
I got that almost sounded Mandarin.
Yeah.
Like, it says it in French, though. That's rare.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, was that Mandarin?
What? Yeah, I'm 32. Not racist.
Yeah. Amazing.
Well, I mean, there's a, if you go to Miami, they'll say it in Spanish. So
there you go. Just catering to the...
The population.
You got okay. more stuff to talk about?
Yeah, well, I mean, I have one more thing that I did last night, and I was like, I cannot believe I did that. And it was actually the second time that I did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I have brain power now?
Yeah.
And I'm a witch?
Like, as of 10 minutes ago, sure.
Yeah. So I have to... Actually, I'm not even thinking of my mom. Think my mom. I also have the power to actually go to bed, so... Every time I leave my house, I have
that's
to...
That's not a huge power.
Yeah, no, it's just like, dot, dot, dot. Every time that I go out,
yeah,
like I leave my house, like today I'm at your home,
yes,
so I left my house.
Right.
I have to leave... Very good. Thank you for drawing
this,
us.
This is a great story.
I have to leave the radio on,
yeah,
because my dogs, every little tiny noise,
yes,
that they hear, they'll bark because they're alone and they're scared and stuff. So I have to leave the radio on.
Yeah.
But when I come home, I manage... It's happened twice. Then I managed to go to bed,
okay,
sleep,
right,
and then wake up in the middle of the night to a noise. And I'm like, what is that?
The fuck's going on?
And I left the radio on.
Yeah.
The radio is literally 10 steps away from my room.
And
I managed to not even fucking notice.
You were so focused in getting in that bed and going
I
to bed.
I don't know. How does that even happen? You know how you hear what you want to hear?
Yeah.
I literally chose to block out all radio sounds.
Yeah.
Go to bed, sleep for like hours,
yeah,
then wake up in the middle of the night and go like,
the fuck's that?
What's that? Yeah. And I'd be like, wait a second, is the fucking radio on?
How long is it? How long is it? How long is the radio? How loud is it?
It's like, what's a song that I can do? Despacito.
It's not that loud.
It's not that loud, okay. But you hear it.
Yeah, you know it's there.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know how to do that.
You're just so focused and tracked and going to bed. That you just.
I can't believe I did it twice. Yeah. One last night. And I was like, how did I do that?
Yep.
Like, anyways, I...
No, I think it's...
Sometimes I surprise myself.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's just... Well, like, were you really tired?
Hmm.
No? Just like, meh?
Oh, like every night you just go to bed.
Well, I mean...
You, like, brush your teeth. Right. You put your PJs on. You let the dogs out one last time. To go pee-pee. Then you...
Go to pee-pee. She's literally doing it like a Lady Gaga dance to her...
Opening the bed?
Yeah, opening the bed.
Put the PJs on.
Doing the pee-pee. Amazing.
And I go to bed. Like, it takes a while for me to go to bed. Never did I notice that the radio was on.
You know what?
Brain power, my friends. Brain power.
I don't know if it's brain power, more of just, like, distraction.
I think it's just stupidness, and my brain is just superpower.
You know, you have the power of concentration.
Things.
You can block out shit.
You think?
Yeah.
I'm such a hero.
I don't know if you're here. We'll know if your mom texts you in the next 20 minutes.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Hey, I wanted to ask you.
Yes.
Moving on to a different subject.
All right.
Yeah, and that was so echoey and stuff because you're going to add it later. Mm. What happened with Pat? I'm like, man, did you any news?
I was in Vancouver. What am I going to do?
You text her, be like, hey, beautiful.
Hey, you.
Flip your hair for me. Yeah.
Panama. She's like, what? I got a plan. It's a long-term plan. It's going to be after the concert thing. I have a long-term plan.
Oh, God. How long, though?
Until September. Like, September.
Whoa, that's long.
I'm going to tell you. Yeah. I'm telling you. Because it's going to be the big reveal. And then it's going to be like, kiss me.
God.
I'm telling you, man.
Oh, no.
I'm going to come down the stairs. You
flowers
wear the shoes
no?
And I will
is
wear
there wind
dress.
In your hair?
Oh, kiss me.
What? Are you going to go down an escalator, you said?
No, I slowly down the stairs. Like.
Oh, no, you have to have an escalator so that you can like
okay.
Put your hands up yeah, with a bouquet. Like, and
kiss
your,
me.
Yeah, and then the wind is through your hair because somehow with the other hand you're holding a fan.
I could do that.
Yeah. So romantic.
I'm telling you.
And then what?
I haven't thought of it yet.
So once you get down the escalator, like, you're like...
Touch my dick, touch my dick.
Oh, no.
I panicked again.
No, seriously, though.
Yeah, that's
I
the
can't
plan.
Believe it. All right.
Kiss
Good luck
me.
With that, then.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear it on the podcast.
So I almost got fired at work.
What?
It's probably an over-exaggeration. But as you know, sometimes I'm a little awkward with women, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah, most of the time.
Kiss me.
Kiss me.
touch my dick.
Amazing. So the head of like compliance.
Well, I did not know where you were going with that sentence.
Okay. So I see, as I'm at the job, right? I see I'm there like twice a year. So I see the head of compliance.
Okay.
And she's like, hey. And I'm like, hey. And then I think she's going in for a hug.
Mm.
But she's, I don't know. She's
oh,
like
no,
stepping
that's the worst.
In.
Okay.
And then this, like, it's in a doorway. And I'm like, And then I'm like, fuck it. And then I go in for the hug. But I don't know if I should be hugging her. It's like, it was the most awkward thing ever.
Did you hug her?
Yeah.
And what happened?
I committed.
Was she hugging? Was she going in for the hug?
I don't know.
Did she squeeze?
She didn't squeeze, but she wrapped.
She wrapped?
Yeah.
But she didn't squeeze.
There was no squeeze, no.
Actually, do professionals squeeze?
I don't know.
Or is that just me?
I don't remember squeezing.
Did you ever squeeze or hug another boss of yours? I don't think I've ever done that.
Yeah, I've hugged.
Okay, did they squeeze?
No, the other one didn't squeeze.
Okay, but did you squeeze?
I don't remember.
So if I didn't so nervous.
I don't know if I squeezed, it wasn't like, ugh, you know?
Okay, wait, let me think.
I don't think it was
hey,
a squeeze.
Hey, man. How's it going? Hey, man. How's it going? I don't think there was a squeeze.
Yeah, I don't think there was a squeeze.
It has to be a little squeeze. It has to be a pressure. Just to be like, here's her hug. Now detach.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay.
But when it's with like a boss, a female boss.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
like,
think so. I think she
tricky.
Was probably going for the hand and the... Did she accidentally touch your dick?
No,
Okay.
That would have been fun.
Okay, so she didn't go for the hand. That's cool.
Touch my dick. No, but no, she was going, I think she was going in. I don't, and it was weird.
Where were her hands? You could tell they're either out.
Well, she was like,
I mean, you're not a small guy, so they probably went out a little bit.
I don't remember them being that out.
But did she go down? Like, as it, oh, whoa, calm down, Charlie.
Whoa, buddy.
Did she go down like a handshake?
No, it was definitely not a handshake move.
Okay.
But it was a lean in.
It was a lean in.
I don't think it was a kiss because Vancouver people don't do that.
Is she French?
Like, she's not.
I'm confused. Okay, so you went for the hug. You committed.
If you're
I'm
confused,
proud of
imagine
you.
How I must be.
I'm proud of you for committing.
I figure she's coming in, and it's in the doorway. I'm like, eh. And I'm like, fuck it, eh. And it was like, I'm getting fired. It's over.
Oh, no.
Going to HR. No, I didn't get fired. So.
Okay, good. That's
I
didn't, funny.
Yeah, I wasn't too, like, I was kind of, like, neutral.
I doubt somebody would fire you for that.
I know.
I'm sure it's happened, though. Touch your ass a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. And there's also one more quick thing, funny thing, because I'm an Anglo-Quebecois, right? Anglo-Quebecer.
Okay.
They don't get it.
Do you consider yourself a Quebecer?
Yeah, Anglo-Quebecer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you Quebec? Wait,
yes,
no, you're Polish.
I'm born here.
Yes, but what are you?
Who cares?
Wait, where is your family from? Isn't it Poland?
No, they're from here.
Who's your grandparents
okay,
from?
So if you start going back the lineage, I have British, Polish, and Ukrainian.
Okay. You have Ukrainian?
A little bit.
Oh, no. I hate Ukrainians. Huh? I mean, I'm
only a quarter, so I only
my ex is a Ukrainian.
Okay,
that's
well,
why.
I'm like quarter Polish, half British.
Okay.
Anyways, but I go.
So Quebec.
Yeah. But they always, like when I started there, it was always a weird thing. Like, you're from Quebec, right? Yeah. So where's your accent? Well, I'm English. Where were you born? Quebec. But you're English. Yeah. But you're from Quebec.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude, I have something.
And then they all pause and like, I don't get it.
I have something that just happened to me on Saturday.
Okay.
Where I went on Happn, the dating app,
you
where you pass people.
Happn. Yeah.
I happened to go on Happn. And this guy, which is a pretty hot, I must say.
Ooh.
Let me show you a pee shower. Pretty hot.
Yeah, for you,
okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, for me. So, and he goes in French though, guys. So he's like, oh, I'm a French guy, just moved here, blah, blah, blah. So he goes, so are you Italian? I'm like, yes. He goes, okay, so I'm like, yes, but I don't really look like it. I was like, oh, so people don't think that you're Italian? What do they think you are? And I'm like, Canadian. They're like Quebecer Canadian? And I'm like, no. So what does it look like? He says, like, well, Canadian and Quebecer is different, but... You know, I'm just Canadian.
Yeah.
So he goes, okay, so do you have an accent? Same. Do you have an Italian accent? And I'm like, not really. Do you have a French accent? Not really. I'm like, I just speak normal. He's like, okay. Like, I speak properly English, properly French, properly Italian.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, but you don't speak Canadian? And I'm like, yes, Canadian. He's like, so not Quebecer. I swear, this conversation went on for like 45 minutes.
They
he did not understand.
No.
And I was like, okay, I think I'll unmatch you now. Thank
oh, wow.
you.
Now, you could, that's totally your kind
of He could have left it alone. You see
okay.
that you don't understand something? Keep it for when you're face to face.
But that, like, set you off so much, you're like, I don't want to meet this
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Well, how do you not, first of all, how do you not know the difference of, I'm Italian, but I'm born in Canada.
Yeah.
I speak properly all three languages.
Right.
Is that not okay? Like,
that's
do I have an accent in English right now? No.
No,
it's my third language, though.
Right. Like, right. But because he's from France, right?
He's from France.
So he just, they don't get it.
Yeah, exactly. But how do you not
no,
get it?
No, but it's because they're French. That's it. That's all they have. Their origin is fucking French. They speak French. They're from France. They're French, right?
Yes, but they understand that French, like French people have different accents from different areas.
Right.
Right? So if you're French, it's like, oh, okay, you're French. So you speak French. Cool. Which area are you from? Paris, example. Okay, so you speak Parisian.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
End of conversation.
Right. But it's different. Like, the Quebecer Canadian thing is so... People don't get it.
It's like French and Quebecer.
But even Quebecers don't have, without getting too much into this, they have like an identity crisis because they're
it's
Canadian,
true.
They're from Quebec. Like, what the fuck are they, you know?
Yeah, anyways, the conversation went way too long, so I totally get what you're saying.
You cut that guy off.
I cut him off.
Wow,
it's
man.
Too bad because he's hot, but whatever.
Yeah, wow.
But it happened the same.
Confused See, French guy.
In the same week, it happened to me too.
That yeah, we are just a misunderstood people.
We're just a misunderstood, just a misunderstood
yeah, just
people.
One. Well, I say the people is the royal.
Okay, let's move on.
Do we have emails?
Yes, we do have emails. Mm-hmm. And I remember to check.
Yeah. Wow, look at you.
Let me go back on my emails.
You have to sing everything you do, but that's fine.
I know. Press people should know by now that I do very annoying theme songs for everything.
Yeah. And I put reverb to everything.
I know. It's terrible.
Love it.
Okay. So first of all, GBL.
Yeah.
You are hearing this right now. You did not send me the flushing toilet. You said you would. You didn't do it. I didn't get it in my emails.
Referring back to last week's episode.
Yes. Flushing toilet.
We wanted to know what side it flushed on, and you had a theory. And
it's the size of the toilet.
Right.
It's
not
shape.
How you use it, right? It's the size of the toilet.
It's not the hemisphere. Hemisphere. It's the apparently the shape of the toilet. Okay. So, GBL, I hate you. No, I do. I don't. I love you.
No, but, I do. Yeah. I hate you. No, I do. I do.
Please send me the video. Yeah. I'm just telling you that I do not have it right now.
I do not have it.
Okay, but we did get an email for online dating.
Ooh.
From
Hybrid DJ.
And it says, and it's pretty long. Again, you're cool.
He has that problem.
You're cool, though. Hello, STFU podcast. Old school took off a week. And while I like Karp and his contributions, I figured writing to him would be sort of pointless because his replies would be significantly delayed, which is very true.
Yeah.
Mind you, we talk to him like pretty much every day, so we could have found out.
But we obviously get the point.
Yes.
Yes.
Which, by the way, was his birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday, you piece of shit.
Happy birthday, you piece of shit. We love you.
Yeah, we don't.
Yeah, we don't. For starters, I would like to introduce a new segment to the STFU podcast.
Let's do it.
Keep reading and tell me what you think.
Here we go.
Welcome, everyone, to the Piper's DIY Corner. In today's episode, I will cover how to have your podcast studio struck by lightning in six simple steps.
Amazing.
Step one, build a studio in a bedroom that is close to a step-up transformer. I don't know what a step-up transformer is.
It's a transformer that steps up.
Very good. Step two, believe the landlord when he says, yes, all the outlets in your unit are grounded and on ground faults. Step three, experience a significant storm. One that includes thunder and lightning.
Jeez.
Step four, have the step-up transformer not far below, thus sending a significant surge to the entire building.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. Step five, discover the landlord is a steaming pile of shit because the building is, in fact, not grounded, nor was it on ground fault. Oh, my God, that really sucks.
Disaster.
Step six, swear violently when you realize your renter's insurance did not cover your podcasting because, according to the policy, electrical equipment, quote-unquote, plugged in during an electrical storm will not be covered.
Get the fuck out of here.
Actually, you know what? Every time I go on a trip, I always unplug my computer and my things because I just don't want.
I did not know that.
Yeah, man.
Fuck.
I always unplug everything.
Is that a common thing for a policy?
Probably. It's like the what's it called? The God thing?
Oh, act of God.
Act of God is usually not covered by insurers.
So flood.
Flood? Yeah. It's line cutting. Okay. He says, tune in next week's where I will cover whatever topic Old School and Charlie give me in 10 steps or less.
There you go. That's cool. I like
that. That's all. All I ask is, well, as this is the third email, you may notice that this will be a little variant from the norm. Apologies in advance if either of you get a little butthurt or I offend any of our listeners.
Uh-oh.
Your listeners. Because they're not yours. Disclaimer. The views of Piper the DJ are not necessarily the views of those who host the STFU podcast or anyone who hosts a program on the Trending Topics Network. Bear in mind, Piper is an elder statesman of the Trending Topics Network, and he can be a bit of an asshole.
A little bit.
Oh no, I'm going to get butthurt.
Nah, he's cool.
Charlie.
Oh shit, starts with you.
Beef number one.
Uh-oh.
You are going to go after online dating? Seriously? First thing to understand, different sites has different people.
Right.
No matter the applications, you will get different types of people depending on your geographical location. P- Piper, you're super right. Very true.
Yeah, I agree.
Everybody on Bumble is very hot.
Bumble?
Bumble, man.
What's Bumble?
Bumble, they're very hot on Bumble.
What is Bumble?
It's like Tinder, except if you instead of swiping sideways, you swipe up.
What the fuck? What's
I know. And also, the other difference is that if we do have a match, I, as a woman, have to contact you first, which I think is super stupid, by the way. I think anyone could just, you know, say hi for the first time.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you hi. And when I tell you hi, you have 24 hours to respond or else it expires.
Wow.
Which is super weird. But everybody's hot. Okay. I will let you know, I met Mrs. P on Plenty of Fish.
Oh.
And neither of us were looking for a fling when we met each other. In contrast, the site Christian Mingle has more males and female virgin hunters than you can imagine. Oh my God. Female and male
hunters.
Virgin hunters. Lastly, no matter what anyone says, Match.com is nothing but bullshit.
Ooh.
I've actually never been on Match.com, so I can't say anything like that. This garbage that can, quote, match you to a partner that is the most compatible with you based on these bullshit surveys. Seriously? What the living fuck do these people think a survey is going to tell me? I can see it now. Match.com asks, when giving your man a blowjob, do you spit or swallow?
Wow.
Or better yet, when banging the shit out of your partner, which is more important? A, getting my rocks off? He or she has fingers. It's all about me, baby.
Wow.
B, stop. Satisfy them first. It's all about the connection. Or C, apologize. Keep the mood going because it's the start of a marathon.
Jeez.
Okay, first of all, beef number one, I'm not going to go after online dating because I said that Plenty of Fish was like bullshit.
Yeah.
Listen, everybody I encounter are very microphone smacking people. They're not my style.
Right.
I prefer websites. Actually, I don't know. It just depends, I find. Bumble right now, people are hot.
Bumble.
Tinder before was people were hot. Now people are moving over.
They went
I don't know.
Bumble.
Yeah. So
like all the ugly people are left on Tinder and all the hot ones went to Bumble?
I think the Tinder, because I think Tinder is like pretty much done.
Okay.
Like people are just not on there
anymore.
But
you keep saying that, but you keep going on Tinder.
I know, but because I have nothing else.
Don't you have Bumble?
Bumble also, people don't talk to it. People don't talk to it?
I don't talk.
I hope so.
I don't talk to it.
Bumble, people don't talk on it either. It's just that everybody's hot, but nobody responds to you. And people, it expires too. So in a week, forget it. You're done. Okay. Beef number two. My day does not start before the second cup of coffee. Therefore, if you have someplace to be at noon, it takes 30 minutes to drink your coffee. Set a fucking alarm to make it on time.
Thank you. Thank you. Motherfucker.
One thing that you should know about me, Piper, is that I'm late to everything. It's unfortunate. Yep. But I am. I always think that I have enough time to do everything, but I don't. I should.
You would figure at some point.
What time did I arrive at today?
You actually arrived on time.
There you go.
Let's
move on. It's fine.
I think it's the first time ever in the history. I've known her
for 20 years.
20 years. First time 20 years.
Yeah. So, yes. Set a fucking alarm. I have the alarms. It's just me psychologically.
Just set your mental thing. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Beef number three, the douchebag dude that you are not talking to for 30 days, kick that bitch to the curb.
Ooh.
It's true, though.
Batman?
No.
There's another one?
I think it's for Carp. When I spoke with Carp about the guy that I'm leaving on my Facebook account, even though we're not seeing each other anymore.
Got it.
I totally agree with you. I should, but I feel bad. Anyways, guys are master of playing the mind fuck. That was a weird sentence. The fact that you are waiting and sort of into him gives the idea you are willing to do anything for him. At that point, you have lost. Voice of experience talking. Just trust me on this. Okay, I do agree with you. And right now, Batman is pretty much mind-fucking me right now.
Okay.
And I hate his guts. So anyways, I did delete him. Yeah, what a piece of shit. Anyways.
Batman.
In one sentence, he told me, hey. I said, hey, you want to go for a beer? He said, no, not tonight. And then he said, okay, fine, let's go for a beer. So I was like, oh, okay, that's weird. My, like, change of mind.
Mind fuck.
Yeah. And then he was like, yeah, I always say no, so let's just go. And I said, okay, what time? Never texted me again.
Oh, wow.
What a dick.
Mind fuck.
Oh, okay, I'm done. You gave me all the shit. Okay, cool. I'm good with it. Old school. Ready? Your turn.
Oh, shit.
Star Trek versus Star Wars. What measurement of time does each series use? What is the difference between a phaser and a blaster? I asked this to tell you Star Trek is more relatable to life and time we relate to.
Yeah.
I do agree with that. I told you that.
Yeah, I said that.
No, you said they're both the same.
No, you said the both
right,
the
you're
same.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
no, wait. No. You're right. You said Star Wars is more relatable.
No, I said Star Trek is.
No, you didn't.
You want to bet?
Yes.
$5?
Oh, no.
You owe me 35, but might as well go back to 40.
Okay, fine. Let's go back to 40. We'll shook on it.
Okay, we did. I will tell
you. You said Star Wars was more relatable.
I will tell you next week that she owes me $5.
Okay.
Ooh. I do like Star Trek and Star Wars equally for their own reasons.
I do too.
If you want something that's a little bit closer to home, you first go to Star Trek. If you want something that's a little bit completely off base and probably more sci-fi than normal, then you go Star Wars.
How is Star Trek closer to home? Because they're human-ish? They're not even human.
Okay. Jabba the Hutt?
What about it?
The Force?
What about it?
Fuck the Force.
Fuck the Force.
I want lasers. I want freaking lasers, man.
Is that how it's closer to home?
Yeah.
They don't even have a home. They're like on a spaceship.
Oh, they have planets.
Yeah, but it's. I feel that they're both the same. Not the same stories. Don't kill me.
She doesn't know what she's talking about.
Okay. Driving on the interstate with trucks in the rain. Slow the fuck down.
No, you gotta speed the fuck up.
Don't be in such a rush, you douchebag. Simple science. The truck is bigger and can turn you into an interstate shit stain in a split second. Slow your ass down and get there in one piece.
That's true.
That's all I got for this week. Till another time.
You know what? He's absolutely right. Words of wisdom.
Oh man, that was long.
That should be a new segment. Words of wisdom from Piper the DJ. He puts us in our place. Listen to the show, Piper, and literally words of wisdom and just call us on our bullshit.
Yeah, that's funny. But make it into like one sentence each.
Oh, no, stop it.
No, that would be so funny, though.
Yeah.
Because people would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Okay. Close the show. Plugs. Final thoughts to Charlie.
And if other people feel like they want to give us
life advice,
do it in one sentence also. And we'll read them all. Because clearly we need advice in life because we're fucking losers.
We are. You're dating douchebags and I'm passing trucks.
Oh my god, that's fucking Batman douchebags.
Batman, douchebag. So, Charlie, how can they get in touch with us?
Well, they can follow us on Twitter, for starters, at STFU Podcast.
Yeah.
They could also send us an email like Piper just did at thestfupodcast@gmail.com. GBL, send me that video. And also, you could listen to us subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, YouTube.
The YouTubes.
And anywhere that you listen to your podcasts.
And also, while you're there, while you're subscribed and checking out the show, click on the Amazon link to help Charlie eat because she needs to eat.
You want
to
explain what this Amazon link is?
Yes. So what you do is you click on the link, you buy your shit, costs you nothing, and gives a couple pennies to the show to help support something. So if you believe in the show, you like the show, help support it by clicking on the Amazon link before you buy your shit. So for Old School at STFU Old School, at Charlie at STFU Podcast,
this is the show. See ya. Every little tiny nose?
The nose. And the nose. Every little tiny nose. The yappa, yappa, yappa.
Oh my god.
Amazing.
Every little type of little. Oh, every. Da 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 da